Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. Call it off. The baseball season's over. The Yankees suck. Severino's done. I'll be surprised if he ever pitches again. He's awful. Everyone's a bum. The Mets are terrible. Who cares? They just swept the Phillies. They got embarrassed tonight by Bassett. It's embarrassing. They ruined that. Everything sucks on this Saturday morning now. I'm just kidding. I'm willing to brush this off. I don't know about you folks. 877-337-6666. Let's start with the Yankees. And obviously the big story coming out of this game is Severino. I joked, but he was awful tonight. And can we stop doing something? Let's just stop doing something right now. I know it's become the trend, and I know we have all the cameras, and we can look at different things, and Judge got caught peeking and stealing signs, and that's the new thing. Every time a pitcher gets hit, it does not mean he was tipping pitches, okay? Severino was not tipping pitches. If you watch the game, Severino was god-awful. His velocity was down, which is the only thing that really scares me about this whole thing. If you didn't see the game, obviously, you just heard the postgame. Dodgers beat up on the Yanks 8-4, scoring 6 runs in the first inning off of Severino. 7 runs total off of Severino, but 6 in that miserable first inning that he just couldn't get out of. He was getting hit hard all over the place. Home run, single, 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 single. Everything was going through the middle. He was getting crushed. And no, he was not tipping his pitches. Was so quick to turn. I mean, I don't know if it's plausible. But if you watch the game, he's been throwing 98, 99. Severino came out of the gate here to start the year after the injuries. Absolutely, the first two games, he looked great. Especially last game. He looked phenomenal. He had a great, great outing. And his third outing of the season was just dreadful. He was about 2 miles an hour slower on his fastball, which is the concern. I'm surprised they went with him as long as they did, considering his injury history and the idea that his fastball was down that many ticks, that his fastball was down 2, 2.5, 3 miles an hour. I mean, you don't have to be tipping pitches when you're throwing 94 miles an hour right down the middle. And if you watch the game, that's what was happening. He couldn't locate his fastball at all. He really couldn't locate anything. If he got ahead, he got a couple strikes. Every two-strike pitch was right down the middle. The only really decent pitch that was hit was the Muncy home run to make it 3-0. He had a changeup that was down, but he threw a bunch of changeups in the at-bat, and Muncy was looking changeup, and he got absolutely crushed. But this is one game, and I can't believe the amount of people that are on social media just killing Severino. Severino gets hurt. Right, we know this. Severino is completely unreliable. And if the Yankees decide to move on from Severino after giving him that long extension back when he looked like he was going to be the ace of the staff for the next decade, if they decide to move on, it's because he's unreliable. And it's because he can't stay healthy. And it's because every year he's missing major time. But make no mistake, what we saw in the game earlier tonight or later last night is rare for Severino. Severino does not get hit. Severino is a very good pitcher. When Severino takes the mound, he is good. He's not their best postseason pitcher. He's had a couple of rough starts. We all remember him not remembering what time the game was in 2018. By no means am I telling you he's been a devastating pitcher for the New York Yankees in the postseason. But he has been a very good pitcher for the New York Yankees. So I'm willing to brush this off. He doesn't sound like he's feeling any kind of arm fatigue. Boone dismissed it, that it was any sort of injury or anything they're concerned about. He just had his velocity down. It could have been mechanics. It could have just been, you know, coming back from really not pitching at all this year. It's only his third start. We've seen Verlander, who pitched great for the Mets last night, have a rough outing within his first couple. It's not unheard of that you just have nothing. But whenever you get pounded like that, it's quick to just rush to A, it's tipping, and B, he sucks. And you knew this was going to happen. It's like this all the time with Severino. It's not. This is not Severino. Severino has been a very good pitcher for the Yankees. When he is healthy and he pitches very well, as he did his first two starts returning from the IL earlier this season. He had a miserable start in this game and really gave the Yankees no opportunity to win. So we can scream and cry about it. The Yankees came off winning a three-game set, two out of three against Seattle. They've had, I think they were percentage points worse than Texas for the best record in the American League in the month of May. This is a good stretch of baseball. Severino managed to get through four innings. He got his pitch count up to 80 or so, so he should be somewhere around that 100, you know, magic 100 mark for his next outing, as long as he's healthy in it, which is really the only concern. Is Severino healthy after this start? Because he was throwing 99 his last outing in his last inning. It would have been a great, brilliant seven innings if Gleyber Torres didn't make an error. His last outing, he was brilliant. He was really good. And he was throwing 99 in that last inning. And he comes out tonight, he's throwing 94. It's a major difference. He was up to as high as 97, but he was living at 94, 95 when he was living at 97, 98 in his last outing. So as long as he's healthy, that's all I'm concerned about. I'm willing to chalk this up. The Yankees have played well. It's the first game against the Dodgers. The Dodgers and Mookie Betts get the game off. So he's incredible. He's on base every single time. He had two home runs, two singles, and a walk. This lineup of the Dodgers is still very, very good. They faced a good pitcher in Clayton Kershaw, who's got off to a bit of a good start and struggled a little bit, but you know what he's capable of. And the Yankees lost the game. As long as he's healthy, I'll live with what Severino just did. I'll live with it. It's his third start back. You try and push through it. You throw it away. Much like Verlander threw away his Colorado start, you throw this aside. It's no big deal as long as he's healthy and ready to make his next pitch. It's not that big a loss for the New York Yankees. Everyone gets excited. I was excited. I'm excited for the Dodgers series. I'm pumped about it. It's a good measuring stick. They're obviously, you know, have been now the class of the National League for a long time. You know, Arizona's having an incredible start to their year, so they're right there in the division with Arizona. Atlanta's a very good team, but the Dodgers have been the benchmark of not only the National League, but them and the Astros have been the benchmark of baseball for the last handful of years. So this was a good test, and they got blitzkrieged by a pitcher who had absolutely nothing. So it's an ugly first start of the game, first game of the series, and it sucks to watch, and it's boring, and it sucks knowing the game's over after the first inning, which it pretty much was. But I'll tell you what, as difficult as it was to watch that first inning and the rest of the game, there were some positives out of this game, because all three guys who were returning to the lineup, Josh Donaldson, who hit two bombs, Stanton hits a home run, and Canely came in and threw a scoreless inning. But I'm telling you right now, watching those two guys immediately. Now, they had no chance to really compete in this game. Severino blowed them, didn't allow them really to have a chance to win this game. But I love the at-bats I saw from Stanton. I love the at-bats I saw from Donaldson. And let's focus on Donaldson for a second, because I know the Yankee fan doesn't like Josh Donaldson for a myriad of reasons. One, he was involved in a trade that we all deem a miserable failure, and it was a terrible trade. They bring in $50 million, they bring in Josh Donaldson, they bring in IKF to play shortstop. None of that worked. The amount of money cost them for maybe signing somebody else. Josh Donaldson was trash last year, and IKF can't play shortstop. I think even though he had three strikeouts tonight, he's found a nice little role as a role player and a bench player on this team. He makes too much money at $6 million, but still, he's been very good. He plays almost every position on the field. He's even their emergency catcher. And he's been hitting the ball really well over the last month. He's hit a 300 hitter over the last 3 weeks, driving the baseball more than we saw at any point last year. But I know we hate Josh Donaldson, and that's fine. But Josh Donaldson can actually come in and provide something for this team, which despite how much we love DJ LeMahieu and we love everybody else, third base has been a black hole for the New York Yankees. They've gotten nothing from it. They've gotten nothing from it. And if Josh Donaldson can come in and hit two bombs like he did tonight, he is still capable of being a good Major League Baseball player. Every time I say that, people go, oh, that's not 10 years ago. Yes, he won an MVP 10 years ago. 2 years ago, before they traded for him, in Minnesota, he hit 26 home runs, drove in 75 RBIs, and had an 827 OPS. That is a good baseball player. It might not be an all-star. It's certainly not an MVP. But it's somebody with pop. It's somebody who plays a great third base. And it's somebody who's given you more than anybody else has given you at that position currently. Josh Donaldson is a big part of this team. We dismiss it because last year was bad. He's at the tail end of his career. And whenever you're his age and have a bad season, we know you're done. All right? You do that at 25, down year. You do it at 35, you're washed. We get it. I get it. It doesn't mean it's true. And tonight, first game back, first at bat back from an IL stint, he hits two absolute bombs, 430-plus feet. If he can provide something for this team, it could be invaluable. So as tough as a loss this was for the Yankees and as brutal a performance you got from Severino, as long as he's healthy, you move on from the game with a couple of positives. One, even in the Severino disaster, he built up his pitch count to about 80. He was able to get through that first inning, not get pulled at 30, 40 pitches, and be, you know, still in the same position as far as his next start. He gets through a couple innings, saves the bullpen a little bit, gets you through to the pitch count where now you're hoping he's back with no restrictions or at least that 100-pitch mark that almost every pitcher in baseball is reliant to, other than Verlander, who went 117 tonight. But He'll be ready to make his next start. And you saw Josh Donaldson and Stanton come back and immediately pay dividends and immediately look like guys who can impact the middle of the lineup. Stanton hits a home run, has really good at-bats. Even if his first at-bat, he hit about 300 feet, just missed it and just got underneath it. He gets a home run. He draws a walk late in the game. He looked good in every single at-bat. And then Stanton pimps a couple home runs. I know we don't like it when guys we don't like do it. Someone we like doing it, it's a great, let me see that, let me see him pimp that home run again. But Josh Donaldson does it, and last year he pimped a couple that didn't get out, and we hate it, and so we're still on him tonight for it, I'm sure. But the fact of the matter is he hit the ball 450 feet, and he's someone who can still impact the team, and Canely can be a useful piece of this bullpen. He's somebody with that changeup, which he threw a bunch of times to Maxi. He's a guy who can get out lefties. They don't have that. Yankees don't have it. They have Peralta as their only lefty in the bullpen, and Ron Marinaccio, who got off to a great start and has struggled the last few outings, is really the only guy who has the stuff that you feel attacks left-handed hitters. Adding Canely is a big thing for this bullpen. So in this game, yes, they got blown out. Yes, it's over in the first inning. Yes, Severino was so bad, we're asking whether he's tipping pitches or if he's injured. As long as he's not, which would be tough. If he's injured, no doubt about it, that's a tough break for the Yankees. But as long as he's not injured, you take away a couple things from this game. And mainly, Stanton and Donaldson back in this lineup. So you don't have to rely on the Bowers. You don't have to rely on the Calhouns. You have a lineup where it's Torres, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson. If those guys can be what they look like tonight, and you know what Stanton is when he's healthy and playing, and you're hoping Donaldson can revert back to what he was a couple years ago. Not 10 years ago, a couple of years ago. Then honestly, as hyped up as you might have been for a late Friday night Yankees-Dodgers game, and to have it over in the first inning, you know, probably tempered your enthusiasm and made you all, you know, upset about it, there are some things coming out of this game that are positives. They just had a great May. They just won a series against Seattle. They still have two more games in this series. Cole is going to be on the mound. And you feel good about the fact that the guys came back. Because honestly, when Stanton comes back from these injuries, it takes him forever to get hot. Stanton comes back, it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks of him having those swings at the sliders in the other batter's box. And he's having this terrible start. And it takes him a while to get his timing down. And I thought only one minor league game, one, you know, get ready game, for some reason the term for the the game is escaping me at the moment. But one game where he was down in the minors, I thought was short. I was like, they're not going to give him rehab games. They're not going to give him more rehab games than just one. I feel like Stanton's the kind of guy who needs more than one to get his timing down. He looked great in the game. I know it's a left-handed pitcher, and he kills left-handed pitching, but it's Clayton Kershaw. It's not just some bum left-hander, and he looked great. And Donaldson hit two absolute bombs off of fastballs, 95-mile-an-hour plus fastballs, which proved what we feared last year, which was the bat speed. Bat speed looked great tonight. So this is one of those losses that, yeah, it's ugly, and yeah, it sucks that you got all hyped up for this Dodgers-Yankee thing, and they're showing the stuff from the Brooklyn Dodgers, and, you know, all the Hall of Fame stuff they're showing that's around the ballpark, and it's Yankees-Dodgers, and before you even sit down, it's 6-0, and the game feels like it's over. There are positives out of this game. Real, legitimate positives that these guys came back and immediately were able to contribute. There's some negatives, too, we're going to get into. We got to talk about Volpe. We'll get into Volpe. We'll get into the Met game. We'll get into a lot of things. 877-337-6666. But let's get to a couple calls here before we get out of the open. We'll talk Yankees right now, but mainly Severino. As long as he's healthy, I'm willing to brush it off. Donaldson and Stanton coming back and looking the way they did. Not just the results. I mean, obviously, whenever you see the bomb home runs, you feel good about it. I thought Stanton was on every pitch all night long. And not only did Donaldson hit home runs, but he hit home runs off of up in the zone, 95-mile-an-hour plus fastballs, which is something he couldn't sniff last year. Andre in the Bronx. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Hey, listen, I'm not quite panicking yet, right?
But quite panicking. They just had the best record in the American League in May. You shouldn't be panicking.
Okay. But listen to what I'm saying to you, right? That started pitching, besides Gerrit Cole, you know, you don't know what you're getting. Now, Nasty Nestor looked good, on his last time out.
But he's struggling third time through the lineup, but he's good in the first, several innings of the game. But he's hit a wall in these games now for, pretty much the entire season. But I still trust Nestor. Severino's been good. You don't know what you're getting. You know what you're getting with Severino. You know what you're getting. Sure, nights like this happen. They pop up. As long as he's healthy, this is not a normal occurrence. He is not a guy you don't know what you're getting. You don't know when you're going to get to see him because he's injured all the time. Can't argue that. But when Severino is out on the mound, he's good. He's very good.
What about Rodan? Do you think he's going to pitch this year?
Rodan, yeah, I hope so. He says his back is feeling better. He says that hopefully that shot worked in his back and that he's going to be able to throw a bullpen. He's going to throw another one in the next few days, maybe even see live hitters. It's still a ways away. He's still at least a month away. You're not going to see him until July. You're probably not going to see him until after the All-Star break. But they've been winning without him. They just had a very – I'm not trying to tell you that everything's great. The Yankees are going to win the division, although I do think that and I have said that. But I'm not – it's not like, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain for one evening. The Yankees are fantastic. What I'm saying is they just played – a great May. They got back to 10 games over 500. They got to 10 games over 500. They cut a 10-game division deficit to 6 games within a few weeks. They've been scoring a ton of runs. They scored 10 runs, 3 games in a row. They've won the last two series, including a series in Seattle against a very good team where they saw all three of their excellent young pitchers and still won 2 out of 3. They had an ugly start tonight from a pitcher who doesn't give you ugly starts. Let's not turn this into what Andre just said. It's not true. It's not you don't know what you're getting with Severino. Yes, you do. You're getting an excellent pitcher. You're getting an often injured, very unreliable, can't count on him to be there, excellent starting pitcher. Nights like tonight are rare for Severino. I mean, they happen. They happen to everyone. This happened to be particularly bad, but he has blow-ups. Everyone does. But for the most part, he's what he was the first two starts, not this most recent one. Corey in Huntington. What's up, Corey?
Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you.
Sure.
My fiance and I are diehard Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter, shortstop all the way.
Okay.
What do you... Okay, so we've heard a little rumor that Volpe is going to be possibly bumped down to the minors.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, and who do you think could possibly take his place?
Well, if he, I don't think he's getting sent down to the minors. I don't think so. I think they told him he was going to be the guy, and he's going to work and develop at the major league level. This is not new for him. He struggles when he moves up in class. He did it from single A to double A, double A to triple A. He's struggling right now. There's no doubt about it. And quite honestly, I don't think the struggles last as long as people think. I think he hit into some bad luck. But the last 10, 12 games, he's been off. There's no doubt about it. He's struggling. And with it, the defense has come down as well. He's taking the offense out to shortstop. Early on, I thought he played a brilliant shortstop. The first, month of the season, I was wondering what the issue was, because you heard he was, he was a good shortstop, but not great. I thought the arm really wasn't an issue. Over the last 3 weeks, you're starting to see him make some errors. He had a ball tonight that's hard hit. It's a speedy runner. He's trying to come in on the ball. It gets by him. They called it a hit. It could have easily been an error. He has not played a great. He also made a great diving stop and was unable to throw him out. But he's not going to get sent down. I really don't think he is. Unless the Yankees start really losing and have no choice. Unless they stop scoring runs and have no choice. Right now, they brought him up knowing this. This is what rookies do. It's not unusual. It's very rare for guys to just immediately come into the major league or at the rookie level and be uber successful. They knew he was going to struggle. Is he struggling a bit more than they thought? Probably. But I also think there was a time where he wasn't struggling and just hitting in bad luck. And whenever you're a young player, you don't understand that you're still doing the right thing despite not getting the results. And I think there was like a week and a half stretch where if you look at his analytic numbers that none of you like, I get it, but if you look at his hard hit rate and some of those things, there was about a two-week stretch where he was hitting the ball hard a lot and getting no results for it. And I think that got into his head, and now for the last 10 days to 2 weeks, he's been in a funk, no doubt about it. He's in a major funk right now. He struggles with the high fastball. He's still swinging at too many balls in the dirt. He's struggling. They are not going to send him down right now as long as they're playing well, as long as they're winning. But if they are going to do that, you would imagine Peraza would be the answer to come up and play shortstop. They don't really have another shortstop on the roster besides IKF, and I think they're done with that experiment. He's only played one game there. I don't think they'd recall Cabrera either. I think Peraza, who's absolutely killing it at AAA right now, I think he's got like 8 home runs in his last 11 games, something crazy like that. He's obviously been considered the better defensive player, and he's off to a great start in AAA. So if they do send him up, I suppose it would be a swap, but I don't see that happening. They knew what they were getting into. They knew Peraza was the more fully developed player. They knew Peraza had more time at AAA. He came up and played in the major leagues last year. He actually hit about 270 or something in the majors last year. He played in a playoff game. They knew the decision they were making when they decided to make Volpe the shortstop at the start of the year. They believe in this kid. They think he's going to be a superstar. It takes time. He's struggling right now, but he's still on pace for about 25 home runs, 70 RBIs, and 35, 40 stolen bases. That would be an amazing rookie year. Now, you don't want him to hit 180, and he's got to play a better shortstop than he has the last 2 weeks. But I can sense, and this is what, the fan base clamors for the young kids, right? They kill Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman is either a liar of prospects or a prospect hugger and he won't make the trades, or they don't bring up the kids. They hold on to them. We all yell, we want the kids, we want Volpe. We were all screaming for Volpe. Believe me, I know we were. Me, myself, you, all the callers, we were all screaming for Volpe. Now he's here, he's hit a tough stretch, and now it's going to start to turn for him, and he's going to have to battle through. The honeymoon is over. The honeymoon is over. But as long as the Yankees are winning, I really don't think they're going to. They knew what they were doing when they got in, when they decided to make him the starting shortstop. They knew what they were getting into. They made a decision that he's more important, and they believe in his future more than they believe in the future of Peraza. Maybe not the immediate future, but the overall future. And they wanted his development to take place in the major leagues. It's a unique thing for Yankees. They don't typically do it. And the Yankee fan base isn't used to it. Other teams do this stuff. The Yankees don't do it. The Yankees don't allow rookies to come up and fail. They're trying to win World Series, but they thought this kid was special. It's been long enough. They've passed up on enough major shortstops in the free agent market. God knows there's been five or six. Correa's hit it the last, you know, two or three times. And if you include his injury with the ankle, he's been a free agent like seven times in the last 2 years. They passed up on every shortstop known to man. The best five or six shortstops have hit free agency or the trade market, every one of them in the last 3 years. And the Yankees continue to pass on it, pass on it, pass on it for Volpe and Peraza. And they picked Volpe. They're not going to turn away from it now. 877-337-6666. We'll keep taking your phone calls. We'll come back. I got you all the way to 6, so I got a little bonus McMonagle for you. I got you for 4 hours plus, taking your Richard Neer at 6. We'll get into the Met game. We'll get into some football, as always. We'll have some other stuff for you. We'll have a little fun as I take you for the next 4 hours plus. All the way to 6 o'clock in Richard Neer. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.